Welcome to another episode of The Neil Damrell Show with your host, myself, Neil Damrell, founder of Damrell Coaching, bringing you simple and honest advice on all things cycling related, helping you to cycle faster and recover quicker. Plus, sharing my personal experiences on all things health, wealth and mindset. So without further ado, let's get into today's episode. Hello and welcome back to the Neil Damrell Show. And in today's episode, I'm going to discuss five simple practical tips to kickstart your weight loss journey. So I did a thread about this recently. If you want to check it out, then go to my threads over on Instagram and you'll be able to follow the step-by-step process. But I'm just going to go into detail covering each step that I covered in that thread and provide a bit more context and information for you and a few hints and strategies that you can implement to make those tips a little bit easier for you. So let's get into today's episode. So if you have been struggling with dieting, trying to manage your weight, especially around cycling and not getting the results that you're aiming for, then I'm going to really break it down into five simple key tips that if you're not doing, you're probably not getting the results that you're aiming for. And if you follow these five key steps consistently enough, you will definitely lose weight. And if you're not losing weight, then we'll go through that with step number five, which is the critical step that you need to follow. So let's get stuck in. So tip number one is making sure you count your calories. So I mentioned on my thread, and then we'll go into context from it. So start by counting your calories and make sure you're in a calorie deficit. You've probably heard it a million times, but it is a simple science. It is making sure you're in a calorie deficit in order to lose weight. At this stage, I wouldn't change anything about your diet apart from just making sure you're in a calorie deficit. And if you're not in a calorie deficit, you're not going to lose weight. So it's really important to track your calories, use apps like MyFitnessPal. There's other apps out there, but the more you can be really honest with yourself, really consistent with that, then you're going to allow your body to be in a calorie deficit, which will slowly bring your weight down. If you're not in a calorie deficit, you're not going to lose weight. So focus predominantly on that first. Don't worry about anything else. And just be really honest with yourself. Weigh your food, scan your food. MyFitnessPal also has the option just to take a picture now on the premium edition. So that allows you to make it a little bit easier. And also once you've scanned a few foods and you might have a similar breakfast, for example, every day, you don't have to scan that breakfast in every day. You can just use a saved meal that you've done from a few days before. So it makes it a little bit easier for you as well. So tip number one is make sure you count your calories. Tip number two, once you've started to be in a calorie deficit, now start making your diet a little bit healthier. So first number tip was just focus on a calorie deficit. It's too much to try and focus on all of these things in one go. So that's why I've broken them down into five simple steps. Number two, cut back on your processed foods. So start making simple changes. Once you've got the hang of being in a calorie deficit and you know you're being consistent with that, maybe after 2 or 3 weeks, then start looking at how you can adjust your diet to incorporate healthier options within the diet. So trying to change everything in one go is not advisable because 9 times out of 10, it's going to be too much to take on board, too much to try and process in our minds and continue to live our lives outside of trying to lose weight. So keeping it simple with just your calorie deficit and then looking at removing as many processed foods as you can. So tip number two, start making small adjustments to the food that you eat and slowly increase the intake of fruits, vegetables, grains, and lean meats. So without saying, make sure you get your 5 a day, try and build your meals around fruits and vegetables, lots of nutrient dense foods rather than calorie dense foods. So you're focusing on volume rather than calories. Naturally, you're going to have less calories on your plate with more nutrient dense foods. So this will help to keep your meals more adjusted when it comes to their calories in a lower calorie makeup for a meal, as opposed to a big bowl of pasta, for example. And then slowly but surely, just keep adding in more of those healthier options and slowly removing the not so healthy options. So this might be having a chocolate bar at lunchtime as a snack and replacing that chocolate bar with some fruit. So it doesn't mean you're not going to have a chocolate bar again in the future, but what you're trying to do is slowly have more of those healthier options, those healthier alternatives that you know is going to do you good, and a little bit less throughout the week of those quote unquote not so healthy foods. So if you can do that once you've been in a calorie deficit, this will just help you to be even more in a calorie deficit and also make it easier for you to maintain a calorie deficit, because you're having, like I said before, lots of nutrient-dense calorie foods as opposed to lots of high calorie-dense foods where you can't have as much. So you could have a big bowl of salad that could be 500 calories, or you could have a couple of slices of pizza, 500 calories. So the volume that you can consume is going to be greater. You're going to feel fuller from it. And you're going to feel more satisfied because you're having a good nutrient-dense meal as opposed to maybe a couple of slices of cake, for example. So once you're comfortable with step number two, is now focus on being active. So remember, I've not even talked about activity at the start. A lot of people think, right, I need to lose some weight. I need to get active. I'm not doing any exercise. My job is really sedentary. I don't have time to exercise and I can't lose weight. Where exercise is not going to help you lose weight. So if you can focus on being in a calorie deficit and cutting back on your processed foods, those two tips alone will give you some results. They will allow you to get the weight off, okay? Exercise is going to help to maintain and keep the weight off in the future. But to start with, don't really think about anything else. You have to eat every day. So just eating less every day is going to be easier than thinking I need to go to the gym and burn off 500 calories on the treadmill for an hour, as opposed to just eating 500 calories less. It's a lot easier to eat less rather than trying to burn those calories off. So tip number three is just start being more active. And this doesn't mean you have to go to the gym. This just means simple steps like walking more, taking the stairs at every opportunity, walking to the shops rather than driving. Just trying to add in more physical activity to your day as opposed to being sedentary for most of it. Because most of the time we are sedentary. Our jobs are sedentary. We have very little physical labor jobs anymore. So the opportunity to be as physical within our workspace is limited compared to what it was many years ago. So really focus on how you can add in a bit of activity. Maybe go for a little walk at lunchtimes. If you're working from home and you need to go to the shops, what I've been doing recently is taking a longer route to the shops. I'm supposed to take in the most direct route. I take a little bit longer, which goes around the back of the shops and back round. So it just adds in an extra maybe 5-10 minutes of walking, but all that will add up if I'm doing that every day. So think about how you can just adjust certain routes that you take to and from work just to increase the activity that you're doing. And focus on the activity as a way of improving your mental and physical well-being, not to help you lose weight. It's going to be a byproduct of the activities that you're going to have, it's going to assist you in losing weight, but it will not be the answer. So focus on going out for a walk just to clear your head, give you a break from the screen if you're working from home. Focus on how just being out in fresh air, getting some natural sunlight, improves your mood and helps you to just be more physically active, as opposed to I'm doing it because I need to burn off some calories. If you can change your mindset from using exercise to lose weight, and just use exercise to improve your mental and physical well-being, you'll be so much closer to achieving your goals than you would be otherwise if you're thinking, I need to go to the gym just to burn off my calories. Step number two is going to be the ones that's going to help you lose weight. And then exercise is going to help shape your body in the future. But for now, don't complicate things. Don't think about doing any gym routine or lifting weights. That is for another episode. But for now, just start going out, getting more active and enjoying being out and being more physically active in your day. And think how that's going to benefit your overall well-being as opposed to your weight loss goals. So once you've done tips number one, two, and three, tip number four will be removing as many liquid calories from your diet as possible. So I could have had this one as step number three instead of step number four. However, just being more active and trying to cut back on too many things at once, again, like I said before, can be a little bit overwhelming. So now you're comfortable with steps number one and two, and you've built in some consistency with those habits. Start thinking about how you can cut back on alcohol, fizzy drinks, energy drinks, any liquid calories that are going to be a lot of calories in your diet that are predominantly going to be empty calories. And what I mean by empty calories is that they have no nutritional value to your body whatsoever generally. So alcohol is a prime example. It's just, there's no nutrient value to it at all. There's no benefit to the body whatsoever. I know it might help you relax a little bit, but there are certainly other ways to do that. And a lot of time, because it's liquid calories, the body doesn't have any need to process and break down those calories. So you can easily consume quite a lot of calories in a liquid form and not feel full. Where if you try to eat, for example, a pint is roughly, say, 500 calories, depending on what you're consuming. And that could be a meal. So imagine you had two pints in half an hour. Where could you sit and just eat two burgers in that time? You're going to feel a lot fuller from eating those two burgers as opposed to drinking two pints. So removing and limiting how much alcohol you consume, fizzy drinks and empty calories in your diet will make it easier for you to manage your calories throughout the week as well, and help you when it comes to tip number one, keeping in a calorie deficit. And a lot of people I speak to always struggle with not losing weight, but forget that they have to include the alcohol that they're consuming at the weekends or during the week. That does count in terms of the calories you're consuming. And if you're being really good with your diet in terms of what you eat in, being in a calorie deficit, and you're not counting the calories that you consume through alcohol, then you're probably going to be very frustrated that you're not progressing in any way, shape or form in terms of your weight loss goals. So make sure you're really honest with yourself, cut back on those calories. In replacement, make sure you're increasing your intake of water. Try to aim for at least 2 to 4 liters a day. Again, a lot of time people feel hungry when actually they're not drinking enough water. So by drinking more, this will minimize any hunger cravings and help you just keep your calories down as well. Because a lot of time we eat out of boredom or out of thirst. So drinking more water will minimize the need for snacking and overconsumption of calories and meal times as well. So aim for at least 2 to 4 liters of water a day just to assist you and replace the liquid calories in your diet. And if you want some alternatives for liquid calories like alcohol, you can go for some low calorie, zero alcohol beers. There's some good options there as well, but still have those in your diet. Don't feel like you have to exclude them completely. But just be really mindful of how much you're having and cut back on them, certainly if that's something you're consuming a lot of. And then tip number five, like I said, you want to stay around for tip number five because this is a key one. If you don't do tip number five, steps number one to four are going to be a complete waste of time. So the final step is continually to practice steps one to four and review how it's going every 4 weeks. So you want to track your weight and body measurements on a regular basis. I always advise my clients to track that on a weekly basis, or certainly weight-wise, monitor your weight daily, which will allow for fluctuations in your weight through water weight, and then take an average over the course of the week. And tracking body measurements with some before and after pictures, so you're looking at body composition change rather than just fixating on your weight, because muscle and fat weigh the same, just fat takes up more space. So you might shift some body fat, not change your weight that much, but your trousers might become a lot looser. So looking at your body measurements is a really key process to understanding how your progress is going. And if none of those are working and you've done this for 4 weeks and you've not lost any weight and your body shape's not changed, then what you have to do is go back to step number one and start all over again. Because if you're not losing weight, then you're not tracking your calories properly, you're not in a calorie deficit, and all those other benefits that you would receive from cutting back on your processed foods, reducing the liquid alcohol, liquid calories in your diet, and being more active clearly aren't working because they are just supplements to being in a calorie deficit. You have to be in a calorie deficit to lose weight. So if you're not losing weight, go back to step number one, start tracking your calories religiously again. And even though you might say you've been tracking your calories religiously, if you've not lost weight, then you clearly haven't. Okay, and you have to be honest with yourself that you're not doing it properly, and you need to be more honest and true with the calories that you're recording, weigh them religiously, so you know you're in a calorie deficit. And then follow that cycle week in, week out, every 4 weeks. So every 4 weeks, keep reviewing the process. Just track your weight on a weekly basis, body measurements, maybe once a month, before and after pictures, really easy to do. And then keep that process going as you aim to reach your goal weight. Once you reach your goal weight, obviously, you can start adding in certain different forms of activity to shape your body, to build more muscle mass, which will help to minimize the chance of you putting the weight back on and help change your metabolism so your body will burn more calories at rest with more muscle mass as opposed to fat mass. So all those things will be for another episode in the future, but make sure you follow those tips in order to lose weight. If you're struggling and you're not losing any weight, reminder is, like I said, on tip number five, is that you go back to tip number one and start again. Keep doing that process week in, week out, be consistent with it, and I guarantee that you'll lose weight. So hopefully you found that helpful in today's episode. If you did find that helpful, then check out my threads over on Instagram at Neil Damrell MSC. If you want to check it out, just post regular content on there, little helpful tips and nuggets, which I'll expand on as well within the show itself or my blog post if you want to access that in more written format. And if you've got any questions for me when it comes to those five tips, then feel free to let me know in the show notes, ask a question. I've had some feedback from a couple episodes where they really enjoyed it. So it's really nice to get a listener's perspective on how you're getting on with the show. And don't be afraid to reach out if you have any questions. Love to hear them. Love to hear your thoughts. And also if you're enjoying the show as well. So thank you again for listening. If you're really enjoying the show, please head over to Spotify or iTunes, wherever you get your podcast. Lend us a little review. It really helps out the show and gets it out to more people. But thank you very much for listening. Look forward to speaking to you again soon.